Hey, what's going on, guys? St. Everett's here, back again with another video. Just wanted to apologize for me being gone for a full week. I had to deal with some stuff and giving you a quick life update before I go on with today's video. I'm doing a lot better. I'm paying down my debt. I'm doing good. My birthday was like 2 weeks ago. I got me a new Pixelbook Go just for celebration. I just got it yesterday, so I'm going to be doing article analysis, update videos, just stuff like that, and reaction videos and just typical stuff before I go into streaming. Now, I don't know if I can go into streaming with my Chromebook. I know I can install OBS on through Linux, and I have OBS on my Chromebook, but as for it fully functioning, I don't know if I can do it. I think I have to go back to my Windows 10 desktop, which is loud, but if I have to do that, then so be it. I know the mic isn't idea, but I'm gonna save up some money and get me a Yeti mic. It does work with Chromebook. I've done my research, and the one I have, it does work with it. So I just need to get me a dongle. I have a Pixelbook Go, so I pretty much have to get me a Type C dongle and then get me a Blue Yeti mic or something of that high quality, and I already have the pop filter from years ago when I first started, so I still have some pop filters. So yeah, the quality of my streams and podcasts and stuff like that will get considerably better, extremely better. But for now, you have to listen to me through this gaming mic. I tried to adjust it the best way I could. I spent about a half an hour adjusting the audio. I know it still sounds like crap, but yeah. Anyway, I found this article that was like, come on, man. Four men on what it's really like to have a small penis. Really? It's humiliating, it's depressing, and it's driven people to suicide. I've done some research on small penis rage, my coin term. Penis envy. And it's a real problem. Now, this article is trying to glorify it, but as you will plainly see, it's not. This is actually an old article. It's really an upload. I found this a couple of years ago, and I wanted to do my take on it, but I lost the article. And I just, on my Chromebook, getting off of work, just kind of wanting to see if I could re-find it. And it was the first thing I found, and I was like, holy crap. And the timestamp, the upload says April 16th, 2021. This must have been like a reprint or something, because this is like years ago, like when I first started podcasting years ago, like 2016, like 5 years ago and stuff like that. But anyway, on with today's topic, the article. You'll get my analysis, my feedback, my concerns, my rant, rage, whatever. You're gonna get it all. All right, four men on what it's like to have a small penis. I am definitely much more eager to perform oral sex before penetrative sex. Yes, it's because of small penis anxiety. Yeah. Look at this cactus. Oh, yeah. One more thing. Yeah, I'm just gonna put this up here so you guys can see it. So, just trying to cover myself legally. Putting this up for a couple of seconds. All right, we got that out the way. Look at this cactus. And we all know it's like the black one. Let's just be honest. Let's be honest. We all know it's the black one. The big one's the black cactus. The big black cactus, and the small one is the typical white male incel Elliot Rodger Asian cactus. That's all it is. That's all it is. According to recent studies, the average flaccid penis is around 3.61 inches in length, while erect penises push clock in at 5.16 inches long. You know, if we were taught that at like 10 or 8, this article would cease to exist. And if porn didn't exist, and if porn didn't glorify overindulged body proportions that are unrealistic and very rare to the genetic species of our planet, this article wouldn't exist. Anyway, but Obvi pens come in all shapes and sizes. As urologist Koshak Shah, medical doctor, explains, penis size is largely dependent on a variety of forms and factors, including genetics, hormones, testosterone, and ethnicity. Yeah, we should have been taught that like 30 years ago. And despite the fact that a larger penis is not definitely necessary for pleasurable good sex can be so much more than penetration, there's still a lot of cultural obsession over penis size. Sometimes you hear people talk about penises as if anything other than huge is automatically a micro penis. Yeah, because of porn. It's because of porn and an overinflated ego of the woman. The woman, the American modern feminist woman, thinks she wants 12 inches until she sees 12 inches. Then she realized she ain't about that life. But she backed herself into a corner. She talked a big game, the game came, and she ain't got no doggone gun to shoot the game. Oh well. But this isn't the case. It turns out, though, only a small percentage, as in 0.6% of the population, actually has a micropenis, also called microphallus, according to Dr. J.D. Tripathy. What a weird name. A primary care doctor at Dr. Spring. This condition is usually diagnosed at birth, he explains. The only difference is that its size is below the normal average range, but it also functions as any other healthy penis, Dr. Tripathy explains. Oh, what an ugly girl. There's not a single gene responsible for the condition, he also adds. Dr. Tripathy says micropenises develop during gestation and can be caused by low levels of HCG, the hormones that stimulates the testes development. LH levels, which stimulates testosterone production, can also be a factor. And any imbalance or dysfunction in either both hormones can affect the penis. He also says that micropenis can be linked to chromosomal disorders such as Turner syndrome and androgen insensitivity. See, these are the things that we need to understand from a biological and genetic perspective. We need to understand these things. Sipping on my pop. And not only that, we also need to be socially accepting of men with these type of difficulties, because the only thing that we honestly see is like 12 inches, 8 inches, 9 inches, and it's over glorifying something that's not, how can I explain this? It's basically where we try to make a fantasy into reality and it doesn't work. That's basically what it is. We basically just try to make the foot-long Tyrone so real in hype, mass hysteria, through historical slavery, through rare appearances in history 500 years ago. We try to link that one exceptional nigga. We try to make that so prevalent into today. And it's a rarity. Microphallus is a rarity. But it is also, in my personal opinion, probably, more common are just as common as the other polar opposite of the footlong Tyrone. I think that if we understood the different variations, and I think that if we were taught that at 8 or 9 years old, well, not 8 or 9, probably like 10, 11, 12, preteen era, a lot of anxiety in the masculine male in the early teenhood would be better molded. Because coming from someone who has a small phallus, I'm just going to be very real, okay? I'm not 12 inches, I'm not packing and stuff like that. I'm not. And I went through a very bad phase, a very dark phase. I was so mad. I was so upset at my dad, my genetics, the stereotype of the black man. I was so upset at those type of pressures and what society was pointing at me. Hey, black man, you need to be 13 inches. Hey, black man, you need to be this and that. Hey, black man, you need to be hypersexual. And I'm just not those things. I'm actually on the asexual spectrum. I'm demisexual. I'm just a normal size. I'm not that big. And I don't want sex that much at all. I really don't. And I don't get crushes. And yada, yada, yada. See, I am typically what is of the African-American male in America. I'm just average. And a lot of us in the MGTOW space were just average. The Chads, the Tyrones, the Dirty D Rodney and stuff like that. Those are all like rarities. And we need to treat them as such. But women, on the hand, get to have a buffet of 12-inch penises flying around simply because society is praising them to have a smorgasbord of foot-long penises. And because they are told, like, oh, you need to have Tyrone, you need to have Chad and stuff like that. Because of that, it puts a pressure on average men to be above average performers when we just don't got it like that, okay? We try to compensate, then just all these toys and gadgets. It hurts. Okay, it hurts. All right. On with the article. So unless you have a diagnosed micropenis from birth, aka you will most likely have heard this from a doctor, and you think you're on a smaller side, you might just have a small penis, which is also totally fine, thank you. Here to weigh in on what's it like, we spoke to four people who self-identify as having a small penis. You identify as having a small penis, how big is it? Around 5 inches. But when it's flaccid, it looks like it's not even there, which is my real hang-up. Yeah. I think that's a lot of guys. They're hung up about their size because of what everyone else is saying but them. They're clouded with everyone else's thoughts but their own. They're clouded with everyone else's expectations, everyone else's identities but their own. And it messes us up. By the time we're 13 and stuff like that. Anyway. That's man A. Man B, 4.1 inches when erect, around 1.6 when flaccid. Man C, 3 inches when erect. Man D, when flaccid, is about 1 to 2 inches. When did you realize you were smaller than average? Man A, I think around once I started watching porn in high school, I concluded that everyone else had a much longer penis. Yeah, psychology kid. Man B, In my early teens, when getting changed after swimming class when I was 13, I noticed that the other boys' penises were noticeably bigger than mine. Mine looked tiny in comparison. I started paying more attention to other penises and quickly realized that I had a small one. Man, see, around 13, seeing other boys in the changing room, seeing their larger penises and pubic hair made me feel inferior. I feel like I needed to hide my genitals in order to avoid being singled out and bullied. I assumed I was just a late bloomer, but then I did finally get pubic hair when I was 15. My penis seemed to remain the same size. Mandy, in middle school, when we were required to shower after gym class. How did you feel about your penis size growing up? I was always worried that it was small, but didn't really have any way to know for sure until I got a computer. Man B, I was embarrassed. I would get changed in locker rooms, backed into the corner, constantly fearing that someone would see my penis and laugh. Man C, I was shy about it and wanted to get it bigger. I didn't try to go further than kissing girls because I felt my small penis would make me an object of ridicule in school and later with work colleagues. Man D, awkward and total embarrassment. This proves a couple of things. One, it proves that men have feelings and emotions, okay? I know we try to sit here and think we're all macho and stuff like that, but we're human, okay? We're not The Walking Dead. We're not RoboCop. Men have feelings. Men have emotions. Men have hang-ups. Men have fears, okay? Men have concerns, okay? I can admit this. I have fears and concerns about my life, about my future and stuff like that and where I'm going. Some guys don't feel because we're taught not to feel. But when it comes to our genitals, it's like the one thing where we can like feel either like over-exaggerated confidence or over-exaggerated sadness. It's one or the other. There's no happy medium. And I really believe that's by design. That's really by design. It's dark psychology. And how do you feel about it now? Wait a minute. Did that skip something? Hold on. Okay. All right. I'm right here. I am pretty ambivalent about the size of it now since I've gotten older. I've always managed to have a healthy amount of good sex, regardless of size. Man B, I've come to slowly accept that having a small penis is something I can do little about and have to accept. I still don't like getting changed in front of other men, and I struggle to admit to having a small penis. However, I don't feel the same complete embarrassment I felt growing up. Man C, I am happy with it now, and I've developed a fetish for humiliation. My God. I have a Twitter account about small penis humiliation, a recognized fetish where submissive men with small penises are ridiculed and punished, usually by superior and dominant women. The women remain fully clothed while the men are stripped and feminized with makeup and lingerie and made to masturbate or carry out demeaning tasks, such as chores and stripper-style dance routines. Man D, I've gotten used to it by now. Okay, let's go to Man C and act like, you know, let's go to Man C. Let's go to Man C for a little bit. All right, this is me going on. This is Man C worries me. Man C is on the extreme spectrum of self-hatred. He made that into a doggone local social media industry. I swear to you guys, if he had 7 more inches, he would not be like this. He would not be like this. I swear to you. Oh my gosh, I will put money. I will put my penis on the table to say that if my penis, or say that if his penis was the size of my penis, he wouldn't be like that. Because I know I'm bigger than that. Oh my gosh. That's If you're in your experience, does size matter to the people you sleep with? Man A, I think that it definitely does matter to your partner, but you can still please them if you're competent in bed, bringing your partner to orgasm. And I also think that confidence plays a big part in being a good partner. A lot of poor performance can come from anxiety. Yeah, thanks to porn and self-induced hatred. My God. Oh my gosh. Man B, I think it matters more to me than it does to them. However, I never managed to make a woman orgasm through penetrative sex. When I lost my virginity, I was very scared that my partner would laugh or leave, so I put off sex initially. When we did have sex, though, she didn't say anything, and in our relationship, neither of us brought it up. Shortly after we broke up, I was on her MySpace page, and I noticed a conversation with her two good friends, in which they joked about me having a tiny penis. I felt shocked and horrible for weeks afterwards. Since then, I have made sure to talk about the issue with my partners rather than pretend the issue isn't there. Okay, ladies. Ladies, see, this is something that girls don't understand. Girls don't understand because society has sexualized them, which, you know, since 13, which is wrong, all right? They are expected to be these self-proclaimed OnlyFans sluts by 13, but they're already doing slutty things by the time they're 14, 15. Because of this awful cycle, they can modify themselves through money and through simps. They can make themselves into a Barbie doll, like Bella Porch. Yeah, that. That's basically what the doctor is now. That's basically what the doctor's office is. Plastic surgery. It's just Build-A-Bee workshop. That's all it is. And you with filters and implants and push-up bras and tight jeans, any stick of a girl can even be curvy. That's not fair, because and I'm gonna tell you why. The reason why it's not fair is because what it proves is that if one party can have modifications, so can the other. And no one cares about men. It's all lopsided. It's all lopsided to make us weak. It's all lopsided to hurt us. It's all lopsided to destroy us, to destroy the male ego. It's all dark psychology. Darkology, basically. And I'm going to call it darkology. It's my own little coin term. And it's all for the sake of money. They're literally stepping on a valley, a mountain of small penises, all for the sake of the Zionist dollar. And women don't have a lot of empathy, but when it comes to men, because society doesn't allow them to feel the pain. If a girl with a small cup size, I don't know nothing about girls, all right? I don't understand cup sizes. I don't care to. I don't want to. But let's say if a 23-year-old has a cup size of a 13-year-old, she's going to feel it. She's going to feel it, and she's going to do something about it. Like, quick. Like, go to the doctor, get implants, get a push-up bra, magic bra, wonder bra, whatever they do. I don't care what they do anymore. I just don't care. If society's told women, you're born with what you're born with, we don't have makeup, we don't have fake up, we don't have push-up bras, we don't have heels, we don't have tight pants, we don't have hip huggers, we don't have anything other than sweatpants and a baggy shirt, a lot of women will go crazy. They'll go crazy. Then they'll feel it. Then they'll know what it's like to be a man, an average man. Because society has allowed the woman to lie to themselves through beauty products. And because of that, it gives them a false sense of hope, a false sense of reality. It's really a curse, to be honest with you. It's really their downfall. It's their Achilles heel. It's everything to them at 16 to 25. By the time it's 30, it's their only hope of being noticed. Men, on the other hand, We ain't got that much, you know. We ain't got that much. We ain't got a lot of options. We either got it or we don't. It's called the genetic lottery. All right. I don't have it, so I need to work in other realms of my life to make myself attractive to find a mate. I got my bachelor's in psychology. I'm going to do coding, computer programming. I better work. Women aren't taught that. And if they were taught that, they'd be more empathetic towards men and themselves and other women. They wouldn't be horrible. See, women, when you talk to your friends about all this stuff, when you girls have girl talk, you guys never consider what it does to men. You guys never consider it at all. And I'm getting tired of that. All right, sorry for my little rant. Man C. Yes, I've had girls look visibly disappointed and tell their friends afterwards. See? Falsehood in their realhood. 12 inches. Tyrone. Dirty D. Rodney. It's not going to work. That's a small minute of men. 90% of women want the top 1% and leaves us 99% guys in front of the computer, mad, frustrated, bitter, angry, ready to shoot up a place. It's sad. It's sad. All right, I once went home with a girl from a club who refused to sleep with me when she saw my penis. A week later, everybody at the club was talking about how small my penis is. I was distraught at the time, but soon became aroused by the idea of girls laughing at it. It turns me on to think that these beautiful women know how small my penis is, and think it couldn't satisfy them, especially in a culture where we're told that women desire large penises. In addition to this, when I am in a relationship, I often fantasize about my partner lusting after men with large penises and cuckolding me, making me watch them have sex. Okay. Oh my gosh. Woo! Woo! Oh! That is... Ooh. Oh my gosh. Ah! Oh. Man C, man cuckold. It's ironic his letter's man C, and he's a cuckold. I think he did that on purpose. All right, man D, there are times that I wish I could satisfy my wife and girlfriend more. Yes, I have both, and they know about each other, no cheating. According to them, the size doesn't matter, and they enjoy it just the size it is. My girlfriend doesn't want me to do anything to increase the size for any reason, but my wife would probably like it better. What about socially among other guys? I'm sure it would matter if I was sleeping with other men, but for the most part, it doesn't come up organically when you're hanging out with the fellas. Man B, I still feel the need to hide my penis from other guys. In locker rooms, whenever I go to public toilets, I always use the cubicles and not urinals. I have the problem that in my penis is small while erect, but tiny when flaccid. It doesn't seem socially acceptable in male culture to have small penis. Having a large penis seems manly, while having a little one just does not. Yeah, it's true. Jokes amongst males are often made about having large penises, and I'm joined in through masculine obligation despite being aware of having a very small one. That's sad. Oh, here's man cuckold. I don't think it matters much anymore. At school, it was an issue, but other than the occasional abusive message on Twitter, which does bother me, guys doesn't really make fun of penis sizes from what I see. From the occasional abuse message on Twitter, which doesn't bother you. It's warped his mind. He's gone. I'm never naked around guys anymore, so that doesn't bother me in the least. Okay. I'm about to wrap this up. It's been like 20 minutes. How does the size of your penis influence the way you have sex? Man A, I am definitely much more eager to perform oral sex from before penetrative sex. This stems out of concern that I might not pleasure my partner sufficiently through just intercourse. Cucks. Because The girth of my penis is so small, I prefer sexual positions in which my partner's vagina feels tighter. My favorite variation is doggy style. The heck is that? In which, after I've put my penis inside her, she closes her legs and I have my legs open. What an awful description. This creates a tighter feeling and gives me more pleasure. I've never managed to make a woman orgasm through penetrative sex, which means I spend a lot of time in foreplay, particularly oral sex. My partner enjoys the fact that I spend so much time with my face between her legs. Yeah, because it feeds her ego. When she is on top, she positions herself farther backwards, and she says she typically would. This means my penis is pushed forward somewhat, which she says it helps go deeper inside her and push against the front of her vagina more. I'm also discovered that vibrating cock rings are friends. I don't know what this stuff is. I'm not too experienced, but missionary works okay. Don't know what that is. Doggy style is okay if she leans back far enough. Girl on top is good for me. Don't know what that is, but they usually tell me what it doesn't do anything for them. So sad. Spooning is no good. Don't know what that is. I've been asked a few times. Is it in yet? Ugh! I once wore a strap-on for an ex. It was amazing seeing how different she reacted to something so big in comparison. Size queen! Oh my gosh. Man D. My wife sucks on me and my girlfriend likes to get on top. She says it reminds her of her clitoris. She's bisexual. I don't know any of this stuff. Do you ever wish your penis were larger? I'm wrapping this up, guys. Man A, of course. Who wouldn't want to have a bigger penis? I'm ultimately comfortable with my size now in the grand scheme of things, but if given the opportunity, I would change it. I've been there. Man B, yes, I think I've suffered a low self-esteem because having a small penis, but I'm trying to become less embarrassed by it, embrace it more. Talking it through with a girlfriend and getting the impression she really doesn't mind having has made me feel better. We have a healthy sex life, and culture we live in of being better doesn't tell the whole story. I have a small penis and I'm learning to be satisfied with it and accept it. Maybe one day I will even be proud of it. Here goes Mr. Cuckold. I used to, but not anymore. I became comfortable with it through the discovery of small penis humiliation. Realizing that there's a recognized niche for what I have and what I enjoy sexually, as strange as it may sound, I'd actually like to reduce my size if possible. I have nothing further to say about this stuff. Alright, I've looked into the possibility of dietary methods and physical exercises that could make my penis smaller, but apart from surgery, which I wouldn't consider, there isn't anything that will reduce it. Oh my gosh. Man D, of course I do. Back in the day, I wanted 10 inches and all that. Too many porn movies, but I would like a flaccid penis to be bigger and probably around 4 inches or so. Is there anything you think people should know about guys with small penises? Okay. This is interesting. It's more common than you think. Men with average penises and smaller penises probably outnumber men with very large penises. Man B, don't be put off and be honest. If a guy has a small penis, he probably feels self-conscious about it. Yeah, girls, you don't care. Put him at ease and it will probably make sex better for both of you. Oh, and try to avoid affectionate nicknames. My partner referred to my penis as Wee Willy Winky once and it didn't go down well. Ha ha ha. Man C, Mr. Cuckold, if you're with somebody with a small penis, get to know him and make sure he gets to know you. Try to find things that work out for both of you. Don't be afraid to ask questions or say if something isn't working for you. I'd like to say that despite my small penis and humiliation fetish, I'm actually happy and outgoing person. You're gone, buddy. Man D, guys with small penises can still have sex and enjoy the heck out of it. It depends on the partner's partners he has and whether they mind it or not. My wife and girlfriend don't mind, so why should I mind? Okay. Yeah, that was really interesting. So that's really it, guys. I'm just gonna like that. That was rough. Okay, we're just gonna get away from that. All right. My profile has reached over 50,000 views. Thank you guys very much. I have over 430 subscribers. Thank you very much. And if you like my content and my old content, my new content, my shared content, make sure to like and subscribe and stuff like that. I look at all the comments. I am on the site constantly for notifications. That's how I reply so fast. And I'm actually going to try to get the elite package so I can do live streams and stuff like that and make some moolah and basically really try to like entertain you guys a better way. Of course, I work third shift and I can't really do it that much. If I do about like once or twice a week, that's probably the best I can do, but I'll try to make it fun. So that's pretty much it. I thank you guys for, being here for almost a half an hour and, listening to stuff. And what are your guys' thoughts on this? I would love to see you guys' comments and suggestions and not stories. I don't want to out anyone, but I do at least want to see what you guys think about all this, about, you know, just small penises and stuff like that. Do you know any stories of people who have, like, had rage issues and hate women because of small penises? Small penis rage and having a small penis and penis envy and stuff like that. It's a psychological term. I've had a problem with small penis rage, and I'll talk about that later. But I have to go. It's been a long... Man cuckold. All right. I will see you guys sometime next week. I will be doing my... videos through my Chromebook, through screen recording, and also through my iPhone. So that's what I'll be doing. So that's it. All right, thanks. Bye, guys.